a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Killer potatoes.
What?
You're a veggie guy.
Yeah.
You grew up on a market garden farm sort of arrangement in Werribee South.
We used to grow potatoes.
Did you? Okay. Yeah. Right. So you'll know the parameters, the rules, what you can do, what you can't do.
Kind of.
You know, if they're this good, you sell them to these people. And then if they get a little bit crap, you sell them to these people.
Well, that's not what it's about. Oh, okay. Not at Estamuscus & Co. It is quality 10 out of 10 times.
Okay. Why'd you put your chin out when you said that? You got real low.
Yeah, don't you dare. No, you know what I'm like with my family,
with the
bruh.
Family.
You know what I'm like with my family, bruh. Just don't even.
Okay. Whew, straight back to Werribee South. Doctor, this is a reminder more than anything, because I think this is pretty common knowledge, but I mean, I could have just been told something that nobody else was told as a child.
Grapes, you know? Is the sultanas. Who knew? It's one of the ones that blew my mind.
Yeah, okay.
Wow.
Yeah, fair. Doctors issued a disturbing warning to those who are partial to eating an old spud. Potatoes that have been lurking in the cupboard for a little while could harbour a potentially deadly toxin, right? So there are some warning signs as to when it's time to throw out the potato. And my understanding is potatoes cost between sort of 3 and 8 cents per potato.
So well, it depends.
Calm down.
If you're talking Sebagos, no.
Okay.
A little bit more expensive. Shout out to the Sebago lovers out there.
To the
Sebago, we're a very niche crew.
The Sebago community.
Mm.
So, where you go, Sebago.
See, they'd be laughing at that right now.
Right.
That just gets us going.
Cool.
I'm going to say that at the next community meeting.
Right, write it down. Put it on a piece of paper and throw that in the bin. Much like potatoes that have green patches on the outside.
Oh, really?
Sprouting sprouts.
Ah, that's all right. Just cut around it.
And have a bitter taste. Any of that gear means the toxin solanine is there.
Okay.
Which can cause painful digestive symptoms as well as hallucinations, paralysis, and even death in severe cases.
Ah.
Yeah.
No, I think that I'm pretty sure you just cut around it.
The doctor shared a cautionary tale of Maria Harless, a young woman from Denver, Colorado. Okay. She's just trying to make her way in the world, you know.
Mm.
And she had a sudden craving for mashed potatoes. I mean, we've all been there.
All been there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good on her for working on that craving and trying to make them herself.
Yeah. Well, that's it.
Because who could be bothered?
Oh, I know. Just open a packet of Deb.
Yeah. What?
Pour some water into that.
Ugh.
Ripper. Ew. After eating them and going to sleep, she took a turn for the worse and woke up in the middle of the night vomiting and suffering a pounding headache.
Oh, well, that's sad.
She did she make mashed potatoes or vodka is what I want to know. She arrived at the emergency department. Doctors realised that a sprouting potato was the culprit. Oh, no, solanine poisoning. She was suffering from that, a neurotoxin from potatoes, but not normal potatoes. Oh, no, green and sprouting potatoes are not normal.
Well, look. I feel like that's one case and fair enough. If you're going to eat the sprout, then, I mean, leave it out. Isn't that the phrase?
Yeah. If it sprouts, leave it out. Diet or throw it out.
No, cut around it and it's still good.
No.
Mate, that doctor's got shares in turnips or something. I want to see the actual stats.
Diarrhea, vomiting, headache, irregular heart rhythm and in severe cases, death. There are cases where sort of, as he puts it, families of seven became families of five. Seems like a really cold way to say it.
Well, that is a terrible way to say it. And that is fear-mongering to me.
Okay.
Fear-mongering.
It's the anti-potato movement.
Yeah.
Honestly, just throw them out. If they've got sprouts and they've got green on them, and because I'm always like, I'll cut a potato and be like, ooh, is that green?
Yeah, if it's green inside, otherwise just cut around it. Mm. But if you want to make sure that you and your family are safe, turnips. Give it a try.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Yee-haw! It's Loggy's time to analyse crime in Loggy's Crime Club.
Woo! So this one is often described as the most famous unsolved murder case in American history. It's the Zodiac Killer, and there is a documentary on Netflix called This Is the Zodiac Speaking. Here's a little bit of the trailer.
American law enforcement has never seen anything like this. It turned into a public obsession. The TV shows, the books, the movie.
I want you to print this cipher on your front page.
Zodiac was different. He got away with it.
Now, the thing is, with this doco, it's a three-part doco, quite long, does go on a little bit. So it's not the best thing I've ever seen. However, I did find it quite interesting because the Zodiac is one of those notorious cold cases that has never been solved. And this is about three kids who believe that they grew up and were in a close relationship with the Zodiac killer.
And they go
through the reasons why they think that.
Yeah.
And there's all this other evidence and everything like that. So, look, if you are looking for something to watch over the long weekend, it is an interesting watch in the sense that, I mean, always very sad, as we say, these true crime things. It's sort of a bit of touch and go with how I feel about it, to be honest. Because you watch it and you're like, oh, my God, it's horrible, but it's interesting. But the Zodiac obviously had ciphers that were published, and that speaks to the reporters of the newspapers that published it and people that wrote in-depth books, journalists who then that book got turned into a movie. And, yeah, there's a whole lot of backstory on it. So if you've kind of like, oh, I know that case, but I don't really, good one to delve into so that you can get your head around it. I would probably give it – I'd probably give it 3.5 out of 5, but – a topper, 3.75 out of 5.
But not, okay, 3.75 out of 5, and but not a lot of closure rating, I can't imagine.
Well, it's still,
it's unsolved. So
yeah, it's unsolved. No. So the closure rating is, you know, but make up your own mind.
It's Loggy's time to analyse crime in Loggy's Crime Club.
Woo! Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
We were talking about having no shoes in the office because there's a bit of chat about it online at the moment. Some people coming back to work and bringing that at working from home vibe to the workplace and either coming with, you know, they're coming with shoes and socks, but they're taking their shoes off and then they're like, I'm just going to walk to the kitchen and make myself a quick coffee and oh, whatever. And then they're just like walking around with their socks and whether that's okay or not. And then that got on to a bit of a conversation about BO in the workplace and like smelly feet and stuff like that. And I mean, these are the types of things. Sometimes you don't have an option. Sometimes, you know, you stink and it's not your fault.
Yeah.
You know, but we were asking, have you ever been in that situation? Because you have been.
Have you ever had to deal with a stinky workmate? I had to share a very small enclosed office with a colleague up in Darwin. Sweaty Betty up there anyway. And he just wore shoes until they disintegrated on his feet. And to the point where I had to get management to talk to him. I had to push them because they obviously didn't want to have the conversation.
No one wants to have that conversation. No one does.
And in as part of that conversation, they bought him new shoes so that he would actually put some fresh shoes
on his feet.
I know, right?
All of a sudden, you stop showering.
Yeah.
We did get a message from someone that said that they want to remain anonymous, but they said that their mate battled with BO for a very long time, has recently had Botox, and now it's 100% fixed and changed her world.
Nice.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, you get Botox in your underarms.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was like, how does the face...
No, it's not about the face. I could see you getting confused. Right. It's in the underarms. Yeah. That's so good.
All right. Kerry from Lara, good morning. Deal with a stinky workmate?
Oh, it was only last week. Firstly, happy Friday, guys.
Thank you.
Only last week the shoes came off. We're in an open plan office, but there was only a few of us in. I think there was three of us in.
Yep.
And there was, I didn't know she'd taken the shoes off. And this is one of my closest friends actually at work. So, and I'm just thinking it was smelled like moldy cheese. I'm thinking, what in the world is that smell? And I was actually smelling my own armpits and thinking, oh, is it me? Oh my God, what is that smell? And I turned around and saw that she'd taken her shoes off. And I was like, oh my God, how do I say this? It can't be anything. So I've gone to the cupboard and actually got the eucalyptus spray.
Yeah.
And took my shoes off and started spraying them. And she goes, oh, is that my smell? Oh, well, would you like to use some?
Oh.
That way.
Wow.
That's a smart way to go about it.
Just do it to yourself and hope that she notices. Yep. Lucky she did pick it up.
She did. And so... she didn't spray her shoes, but she turned them upside down because it was actually the shoes that were smelly, not her feet, so per se. But Oh, man, that was not a nice smell.
Did that help, turning the shoes upside down? Doesn't seem like it would do anything.
I didn't think it would, but it actually did.
Okay.
All right.
If anyone's worked in the industry where you have cheap shoes and you're wearing stockings, you know the pain. Those two together, never a good idea.
Stinky. All right. Well, good on you, Kerry. I'm glad that worked out for you. You were very brave to
I know,
confront that
so
and
brave.
Not just sort of go home for the rest of the day, which is certainly the approach that I would have taken.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on KROQ 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom Lingy and Loggy Gold.
Fun fact. Friday, every Friday morning, we like to send you off to work with some fun and interesting facts. You can use those facts to impress your workmates who aren't your real mates, but it's important they think you're smart, because then when an opportunity comes up in the workplace, for example, a pay rise or a promotion, they'll say, hey, give it to Gary or Karen. They're obviously very smart, obviously very good at their job. They're always full of fun and interesting facts. I'm back, baby.
You're back.
Stuffed it up last week, but no, I'm here. I'm here. And I have some interesting fun facts for you today. Not a heap of them. I'm going for quality over quantity this week.
Really?
Quite often you are very, very critical of...
Well, there's so much quantity, so...
2-3% of Greenlanders. So Iceland is the one without the snow, and Greenland is the one with the snow, right? 2-3% of Greenlanders have a genetic mutation that makes eating sugar healthy.
Oh.
Hit me with that.
Yes, please.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be awesome? I don't understand how it works. I'm going to have a go at this one. The University of Coimbra in Portugal has a colony of bats that live in the library.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
It keeps the books safe by eating bugs.
Oh, that's awesome.
Have they heard of doors?
Also, do bats poo?
Yeah.
Okay.
And wee. They wee a lot.
Oh, do they?
I would suggest, like, how I keep my books safe is I close the door.
Okay.
And then no bugs get in.
Yeah,
you know
that's
what I'm
good. Saying? Yeah. You can also, side note, here's a fun fact, stick secondhand books in the freezer.
Oh, yeah.
And so that will kill any, like, bugs or whatever.
Yeah.
And then you take them out of the freezer and you're like, there you go.
Okay. It's not just freezing them and then they re-sort of animate once they're defrosted again, because bacteria can do that, mate.
Well, I don't know. I saw it on TikTok.
Yeah.
Take it with a grain of salt.
And now you're going to be doubting that. You're going to think about that all day. Scientists have developed a way to grow bacteria on ground-up asteroids. So they take the asteroid, they grind it up, right, into a powder.
Yeah.
Right, then they grow bacteria on it, and then they turn it into a kind of a milkshake for astronauts.
What?
How about? How about you try milk?
Have you
heard of milk first? The other option is stay here. Don't go up there and have to drink the ground-up asteroid bacteria milkshake.
Is it so they can fight the bacteria on the asteroids one day?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a mutation thing.
Or maybe they're just like, I bet you we can get these asteroids to drink anything we want.
Yeah.
Go on, try it.
We're making them pee into a hole. All right, so this one I actually want to do a follow-up on Monday, okay? So I'm going to go home and check this one, because I can check this one at home. I'd like you to check it as well.
Sure,
Probably only one of us needs to check it.
Okay, well, you do it, because I won't. I was lying.
Wheelie bins have a loudness rating. So I've got a picture here of the bottom of a wheelie bin.
Yeah.
And there's an imprint in it, and it's got like a little speaker with little waves coming out of it.
Okay.
And then it says 89 decibels.
89 decibels.
So I imagine, I don't know if that's how loud it is when you hit it with a stick.
Or when you're rolling it.
I imagine it'd have to be when you're rolling it.
Yeah.
But also, it could be when you hit it with a car. You know, like when you go down your street after a big night.
No,
I'm joking, obviously.
He's joking.
Not an idiot. Let's wrap it up with 58% of people would go to the past if they could time travel.
Yeah.
Only 28% would go to the future.
Oh, yeah, I don't want to go to the future.
So 66 and then it's 86. So the rest don't know. So 14% of people don't know which way they would go. Where would you go? Would you go to the past or would you go to the future?
I'd probably go to the past. I don't want to go to the past, but I would like to look back at the past. Because if I go to the past and then, you know... You don't want to step on something and then change time
change
forever.
Change future, yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? I don't want that. Would I peek into the future? Possibly.
I would go back 5 minutes and not do this segment.
Okay. Monday you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday,
break my heart. Oh, Thursday doesn't even start. It's fun fact. Friday.
Tom, Lingy and Lockie. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955, weekday mornings from 6.